time to talk nerdy. How is the Thursday evening for everybody out there? Good, I hope. I hope. So, yeah, we'll vamp a little bit here, let the notifications go out, hopefully. I know something has been kind of screwy today. Imagine that, YouTube and things are screwy, right? But at about 3 o'clock today, I think, I started getting repeat notifications from everything I had already previously got notifications from. It's like somebody reset the YouTube servers or something. It's really weird, and that's been going on all evening for me. So I don't know if that's happening to anybody else, but I just thought that was weird because I was like, holy crap, did they put out another video or did they, you know, and it wasn't. It was a repeat of the same thing. So, yeah, all kind of weird stuff. But tonight we're going to talk about a new feature coming down the YouTube pipeline. They call it YouTube Premieres. And I'll get off into that. I'll read the press release here. It's got some pretty good questions and answers in the FAQ section on it too. So I'll go ahead and hit on some of the bullet points of that for those that might not be familiar. And then we'll try to cover any questions and make sure everybody understands it. And then from there, talk about what it means and how we may be able to take advantage of this new feature and utilize it for certain things. But before we do that, let me say that we are live on the YouTubuses and simulcast over on gunchannels.com. Gun Channels, of course, a great place to hang out if you're a part or wanting to be a part of the Second Amendment community, and no matter what other hobbies you might have as well. If you're looking for those that create content, maybe help in creating your own content, whatever platform that might be, video, podcast, Instagram, you'll find a lot of help over there and a whole lot of knowledge when it comes to the firearm community. So definitely check that out. Looks like we got a few folks hanging out over on that side. YouTube is starting to stack up now. I'll also go ahead and throw out clovertac.com because that's where you can get all of the swag, the caps, the patches, the shirts, the other stuff, the affiliate links, the discount codes. Occasionally, I'll blog some stuff. Actually working with Energetic Sloth to write a little blog post. I don't know. I was trying to push him into maybe doing a little video or podcast or something on it, dealing with firearm regulations and stuff in Australia. He was going to do a breakdown on that. And I said, well, if you do that, then I'll, you know, if you're not willing to do that, I'll post it at least in blog form and push that out. And then maybe we can talk about that. And I think that stemmed from the conversation last night with the junior competitive shooter from Africa. So if you've missed that one, definitely jump back and catch Next Gen last night. I would suggest doing it podcast style, not even looking at the screen, and try to bear with it. If you're anything like me, he was South Africa, so he kind of had that British accent. The language was a little different. I think Snob was on there, and I think we talked about it in post show. But it took me a little while. I had to really pay attention to kind of understand what he was saying. It's not like it was broken English or anything like that, but just the words he used was different than we use here in the States. Maybe that's called the Queen's English. Maybe, I don't know, but it took a little time to get to understand him, and you did have to pay attention. But some very interesting stuff about you know, life as a kiddo and a competitive shooter at that in South Africa. So a really good one there. And check that out. Let me drop the link to clovertac.com one more time. I'll do that over on the Gun Channel side, and then we'll run through and welcome the panel real quick before we get things rolling. The man that is often missing from the chat for whatever reason, Mr. Travis P11, jumped in tonight, though. It's good to have you here, Travis.
Well, you know, it's a school night, so for me, I got to get to bed a little bit early. But no, I do. I appreciate the invite. I love talking about technology, and you do such an awesome job, you know, showing how to build websites and just all the different features that are out there with YouTube. So thank you. Guys, if you're watching this podcast, everybody that's on this panel has a channel. I want you to go over there and subscribe to their channels, whether it's on YouTube or Gun Channels or both. And as for me, you can check out my podcast Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Caliber Corner. over on gunchannels.com. So appreciate the invite, man. Thank you.
You bet.
Yep.
And the Gun Snob jumping in, two in a row for Gun Snob. How about that?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm kind of starstruck, though, sitting between Travis and Patriot in here.
Oh, God.
Hopefully, you know, two in a row. I'm just going to say, I hope that your check cashes tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a winning streak. That's a winning streak.
If it doesn't, don't expect there to be three in a row. Okay. nah, it's good to have you, though. And Patriot in the Dark with us. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for the invite. I you really got me sitting next to Gunsnow.
Well, you know, I didn't notice.
Blame
Google. We blame Google for everything anyway. So
thanks for the invite. Right? Appreciate it.
And Budget is with us. What's happening, man?
Hey, as always, thanks for the invite, Clover. I appreciate it. I'm really stoked for this show. I just heard about this premieres feature last night. I watched a video by Brian G. Johnson on it, so I'm pretty stoked, man. This seems like it's going to be an interesting thing.
Well, he probably had a different take on it than we're going to have, I'm sure, because that's the wonderful thing about here is, you know, we talk about it kind of as it relates to our little community and outreach and what we do a lot of times. But, yeah, I haven't actually seen anything. I'm glad that at least he got something out there because I haven't really seen a lot on it. Obviously it hasn't rolled out to my channel, so I haven't played with it, but we're certainly going to talk about what it entails and what we might be able to do. Night Strike dropped in last minute. What's up, bud?
Hey, how's it going? I haven't been here for a while, so I figured I'd drop back in.
Heck yeah. If you got the link, you're always welcome. That's my philosophy on it.
I appreciate the link. I haven't always been able to jump in, but I will when I can.
All right. Mike is in the house. What's happening, Mike?
Man, not too much. I can't drink enough water. I feel like I'm dehydrated. I'm about to die.
Dang.
Now, do you drink anything in addition with it? Anything like a Gatorade every now and then or something like that?
Yeah, if I do that, I only drink like half of it, and then I just pound water. Because, you know, I'm getting ready for a jiu-jitsu tournament here next month.
Right.
So,
yeah. No, I know that when I'm out working, I certainly don't do anything like jiu-jitsu or anything like that, of course. But I know that in the summertime, I know when I'm out working, I do that where I just crave water, and I just pound those water. It's like it just runs straight through me almost. But I find that if I get a little bit of Gatorade in me, it really helps with the retaining that water. So that was real good. So yeah, definitely stay hydrated. You don't want an issue with that for sure. Gibbs, what's up, buddy?
Man, I don't know. Amongst all this royalty and everything, I feel honored just to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Right. And Ghost, what's happening, dude?
I just want to say I'll pay really good money to see you doing jiu-jitsu. Just saying.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
I thought you'd do Clover or Taekwondo. Isn't that what it is?
That would probably be something like that. Yeah, that would be probably a million view video or something. It would probably go viral. So yeah, I'm gonna stay away from that. I prefer to grow slowly with my channel. So I'll just I'll leave that up to somebody else. So yeah, let's jump into this real quick. And I say real quick, it's going to take a little bit of time to go through it, but let me grab the link, because there may be somebody out there that wants to read along, and I'll throw this, assuming that the link works, I'll throw it into the YouTube side. There it is, Gun Channel side, and then I'll also put it in the side chat here. That's what I'm going to be reading from. There may be somebody who wants to follow along or point out an error I make even. That's up always a possibility. But this this is coming from Google support, YouTube help, and it's YouTube Premieres. And it says YouTube Premieres is a feature that lets you and your viewers watch and experience a new video together, much like a TV, like a movie or a TV show premiere. Premiering your video allows you to schedule a video upload and to create a buzz around the video with a shareable watch page. And then it talks about eligibility. It says right now it's just a small group of people. Eventually they'll roll it out on a broader scale. It does note here that from a creator standpoint, it can only be done on desktop. So those that are using mobile only, you more than likely won't have this feature. But if you're out there wanting to view and participate, that does work on mobile. So we go down through here. It goes through, let's see, it goes through how to get it all started. And you pretty much, you upload a video, you set it as scheduled, and then you'll have a toggle once you start your upload to toggle that over to Premiere, where you can then set your date. Now, if you want it to premiere immediately once it's uploaded, then you would just set that on the first screen to public rather than scheduled, which it's that kind of makes sense. We're sort of used to that with uploading videos anyway. You'll get the notifications pretty much, maybe kind of sort of get the notifications, because we all know how those have been working lately. But it says that basically the notification system will work just like a live stream. And that's what this seems like more than anything. It seems like it's like a live stream, but with a produced piece of content. It's not a video that's actually live. And I think the point of this was for them to give an opportunity for the creators, or in some cases, a group of creators, right? The opportunity to participate out there in the live chat while that video is playing. We got the countdown timer. That's what it's talking about. Yeah, all that good stuff. But we're going to scroll down here, because I think that the one of the coolest features, I think, probably is, and I don't know how this is going to work, but it's going to have, as far as monetization, I mean, assuming that you aren't ad restricted and all of that stuff, which is a problem with some people's content, I understand that. But as far as the monetization on it, you will be able to have ads. You will be able to accept Super Chat during that, which I think is really kind of weird. You could essentially use this, I guess, just to produce your video. And then if somebody liked the video, they could maybe tip it or something. Of course, that being said, I always say I don't really care about that, because YouTube takes such a large chunk that I don't really care much about their monetization. But if you're out there, I know some people with other channels and other niches and other genres or whatever, that's a big deal for them. So, yeah, you've got ad capability, Super Chat capability, and channel membership, which is basically everything monetization-wise that you also have with live stream. Let me jump back here. Now we're down to the FAQs. And this is what I really found interesting with some of these. So we'll go through these real quickly before we cut it loose and talk about it on the panel here. Well, the FAQ says, what happens to a video after it has been premiered? It says after a video is premiered, it remains on your channel like a normal video. And the chat replay is available for viewers who want to experience the premiere chat. So one thing that sticks out in my mind on this is it's going to be more so designed for long form content, for nothing fancy videos, right? Because if you've just got a little 3-minute video, you know, I don't know, it's going to be basically live more or less for only for 3 minutes. So by the time people get their notifications and get in and do all of that, I don't know what the difference would be really between it and watching a recorded video. Odds are they're going to be watching again in replay by that time. goes on and it says, how do viewers find my premiere? It says a public URL is created when the watch page is created. It says you can share this URL before, during, and after the premiere to share the video. So similar to the same way we do a live stream, basically. It says, can I schedule a premiere to start immediately? We talked about that. The answer is yes. If you want it to be available immediately, upload it as public instead of scheduled. And it will start as soon as the video has done processing and it's uploaded. It says, what analytics are available for Premiere? says creators can view analytics related to premieres using our standard YouTube analytic tool. So all rules apply, same as with live streams produced. You can watch real-time data, all of that good stuff. It says, once published, can I unselect the toggle for Premiere and make this a standard upload? Now, this is important. It says no, not once the video is published. So if you set it for Premiere and it goes through and finishes its upload, it's a Premiere at that point. You can't back out of it. It says, will the comments from Premiere remain on the video after it's over? The answer is yes. It works just like the live stream. It says, will the view count from Premiere transfer over to the video after the Premiere is over? So, in other words, the concurrent, whatever live views that you're getting, do they transfer? The answer, obviously, to that is yes. Again, it works the same as the live stream. It says, how will viewers discover my Premiere? So, this was an interesting question to me. Because I thought, okay, if you schedule these, you got your tags, you got your titles, you got all your other stuff in there potentially. But the search and discovery, does anything come into play, or are you kind of on your own with promoting this? And it says, premieres show up across YouTube's discovery surfaces just like normal uploads, including search, the homepage, watch next, and video recommendations. In addition, because the watch page is public before the premiere begins, you can share the premiere page URL on social media, put it as part of your channel trailer, or generally promote it in any way you like. And I thought that was kind of interesting that it takes the elements of live and then kind of combines that with the metadata, search and discovery, and all that good stuff of a produced video. I thought it was kind of cool. And then finally, the last question in the FAQ here says, how will viewers visually distinguish videos that are live, premieres, or regular uploads? And I think most viewers out there, I felt that question was a little weird. I was like, most people should be able to tell if that's live or not. Just simply if there's, you know, it says the chat's disabled, if somebody's disabled the chat, otherwise you're going to see a chat. So it should be fairly easy. But it says videos that are going to premiere or actively premiering will have a special badge to visually distinguish them from uploads and live streams. So this is something that I found that interesting, because I thought, well, if they're going to put in a badge system and all of this stuff, then they're kind of going full force behind this, I think. And I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what they see as the benefit to this, but that's certainly something that we're going to talk about. So I'll start on the opposite end. I'll start down there with you, Ghost. Your initial thoughts on this YouTube Premieres feature?
I mean, I guess it could be useful in certain situations. I mean, like you said, maybe for if you're doing a 20, 25 minute video, or, you know, if you're doing, I think for certain niches, I think it could be very valuable. I'm not so sure that maybe for hours, but it depends on how you utilize it. But yeah, I mean, there are going to be certain videos that you might do and all that. And, I mean, I think that they're just trying to keep up with and keep ahead of YouTube and, I mean, I have Facebook and Instagram and all these that are, you know, Instagram started doing Instagram Live and they started doing different things, and Facebook's doing different things. And I think it's just the evolution right now of just, you know, trying to stay ahead of the game and all that. So I applaud them for at least trying to do something. They're also doing other stuff, you know, like, you know, sponsorships and being able to sell merchandise depending on your subscriber level and all that. So I think they're trying to, in a certain way, maybe be a little more content creator friendly. Now, we obviously know that this is all money driven because they're going to take 45% of the super chats, but you know, it's all money driven, but I do like the fact that there seem to be trying something new. Whether it works or not, I don't know, but at least they're trying to do something new.
Right. Gibbs, what about you? Good, bad, good idea, bad idea? Thoughts on how best we could utilize it?
Well, I think it's a good idea. It's something new. It's kind of combining the best parts of the pre-recorded versus the the live stream, of course, it's kind of like everybody said, this would be best for long formats. That you wouldn't want to do this just for a 5-minute video, probably, unless it's really something special. But if you had something to say, a big announcement perhaps, you could get it recorded and then get everybody together and you could chat about it while it's actually playing and stuff like that. So I can see the value in it. It's, like I say, it's something new and be kind of interesting to see how it works out.
Right.
It'd be interesting to see if someone gets a strike and puts out a strike video talking about they can't go live for a while and they use this and still are able to have a live chat and get money. I don't know, will that work or not?
That's a great point. You know, that's a great, because it sort of works like live, right?
But it's they're not live, right?
So
I should test the waters on that, see what happens.
Could, yeah. Let's, yeah.
Let's ask. Yeah. Go for it, Travis.
I'm all there, Travis.
I'm sure Matt will have occasion to test that out.
Right. Like Travis hadn't had a strike yet, I don't think. Has he?
No, I vote
Travis takes one for the team on that one.
So dude, if I get one tomorrow, I will be so upset. I'll probably get it on something stupid like my tactical tuner review video or something. Somebody will take offense to it, say animal cruelty or something. I don't know.
Well, I can tell you with your tabletop reviews in all seriousness with this, and I don't know, I don't read descriptions, and I most people probably don't. But be careful with links. I will tell you that from experience over the last few weeks with the issue I had.
Yeah, I've got links for like the scopes to Amazon, but I'm putting them in the description box and in the comment section. They're not actually in the video itself.
Yeah. But well, I had some in the description and I had an issue. So.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm probably just going to put them in the comment box down below and get them out of the description box. So yeah. That's probably going to happen. Yeah, no, I mean, I will never put a link for any gun company or gun manufacturer directly on the video. Like, click here to go to the Taurus website, or I'll never do that. No.
Right, yeah.
No, that's, yeah. No, I hear you, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and we can get into that in the post-chat, maybe. I'll kind of tell you my experience and what I think about that. We don't got to get into it here. Mike, I'll let you jump in here. What are your thoughts?
I think it'd be a good idea to do something like if you're doing like a product review, but far as everything else, just not registering with me on how you can actually use it, you know, especially like with a lot of stuff we was doing, like it was previously mentioned before.
Well, it's one of those things that, yeah, in product reviews, I think that's something that could be a lengthy process. And I mean, you could have questions. With people, you know, watching it for the first time. I think this is going to be, and I hate to jump in the middle of everything and maybe take somebody else's idea, but I think this is more a feature for larger channels that get, you know, more people watching maybe on their live stuff. Maybe somebody that's in the, you know, 200 plus people in a live stream range at any given time. Might be a little more beneficial as far as engagement for those people rather than somebody that's, you know, 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever at any given time. Budget, I know you said you had just recently found out about it, but what's going through your head right now?
Well, a question I have that the fact doesn't answer, at least I didn't catch it. If it did, I was running in and out doing bed checks and whatnot. Does the chat end when the video ends? In other words, say you got like a 7-minute video and the video plays and everybody's chatting during that. When the video's done, does the chat continue until everybody wants to leave, or does it
end right then? Well, even a live doesn't end immediately. There's kind of a lag there, and then YouTube will close it out. So I am assuming at this point, because it doesn't say specifically, but I am assuming that it does end, you know, when that is, when that's over with. Yeah.
It would be interesting to see how that pans out, but you're probably right. But another point that I want to bring up that I did, Brian Johnson brought up in his video was the algorithm. That the algorithm gets tripped if you have more views in the first 72 hours of the video.
So by having a premiere and gather, if you know your subscribers, your viewers want to gather together and all watch that at the same time, it maybe gives the algorithm a little kick to get that moving.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to be the pessimist here. This is more of a smart ass comment. Do you think YouTube is smart enough to outsmart their own algorithm? Just a question. It'd be interesting to figure that out if they figure out a way to fool their own algorithm.
Well, the thing is, you're going to have to push people. I mean, they're going to promote it just like, and that's what it said anyway in the FAQs, yeah, is they're promoting this just like any other video. So right, they're not promoting my crap anyway. It's pretty much, I've got quite a few experiments up in the air right now that hopefully one Thursday night I'll come back with and kind of give a breakdown on what I found out. But I'm experimenting with a bunch of different things. But we've known this for going on 2 years probably, or close to it now, that, you know, there is a certain amount of suppression going on. And it's not specifically to the gun community. There's several communities involved in that. But, you know, I got to think at the end of the day, that's going to transfer over to this anyway. So we're going to be in ultimate control of getting people to show out, promoting that premiere and that sort of thing. It's going to be in my mind for probably not for regular use, more for one-off special things, kind of like Giz was talking about. Night Strike, let you jump in here. What are your thoughts?
All right. So remember back when we were talking about the doom and gloom of YouTube, because of their new policies and whatnot. And I had mentioned that, that YouTube's probably switching their platform over to be more focused on, produced content.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not necessarily, but I wouldn't put that past you.
But again, you know, I would say that that's what they're doing with this new feature. While, yes, it's great, they may only let a certain select group of users use it, actually, you know, whether you have like 200,000 subscribers or they might do something like they do with the Super Chats, where you can't do Super Chats unless you have 1,000 subscribers or something like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they're doing it for produced content. And quite honestly, that's great, but I don't see the need to have an open chat room on produced content that's only going to be open for like the initial release of it, and then that's it. I don't see a need for a chat room. It just seems weird.
Well, I mean, I've got a need, or I can see a need, but I wasn't going to throw. I've already thrown so much out there that I wanted to give the panel enough time. That way somebody else might bring it up. But if we don't hit on something I'm thinking about, then we'll come back to that. Patriot, I'll let you jump in here. What are your thoughts?
Oh, thank God. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Finally.
All right. I have two
questions. Not get gizzarded, sir.
Oh, thank you. I have two questions. While this is going on in a premiere, is there a hangout? Is there actually going to be people talking, or is it just text at the bottom of the screen?
It will be the chat. Yeah.
Okay, just the chat. Now, the one thing that I think this might be kind of cool, since what happened last weekend with a long duration of recording, seminars and such, a bunch of people talking, right? So you get a video of that, and you want to put it out, and you want to have a whole bunch of people, all the members of Gun Channels, sit on there and talk about it. That would be kind of cool. And then also, if it's, I mean, obviously it's got to be original content. It can't be copyrighted. It's not like you can sit down and watch a real movie or anything.
Right. Yeah.
Because you would get in trouble. But as far as doing like a seminar, or, you know, somebody goes and, you know, goes to some kind of training or something and records some things, and then wants to, you know, obviously discuss it, I think that would be, you know, like the Second Amendment Foundation, you know, all that kind of stuff, where you go in and, you know, they have seminars, a bunch of speakers and stuff, and then actually getting some feedback after the fact kind of stinks, but, you know, it's something that,
right?
You know.
Well, but certain, to that point, certain situations present themselves. Like, for example, let's say you're at Gun Rights Policy Conference or somewhere, and internet is just crappy. you know, yeah. And you can be anywhere. I'm not giving an example of that. They probably had decent internet there. But you could be someplace where, you know, maybe your local congressman is speaking, or, you know, there's something that you're there for some reason, or you're there at a rally or something like that. And we've all been in that situation to where we're somewhere and, you know, you just can't go live because the internet sucks. Well, you could record it, and then just as soon as you're able to get internet, you could upload it to Premiere, and then everybody is able to chat while
it's something you could set up prior to going to the rally. So you say, hey, I'm going to have a Premiere because I don't know how it's going to be, you know, with the going live and stuff like that.
Right.
And then you could do it, you know, directly up, you know, automatically, and, you know, when you make it public or whatever. So.
Yeah. Say, hey, as soon as we get back to the hotel room, or as soon as, you know, we'll do, you know, we'll have this, this on tap. Yeah, definitely.
So I just didn't know if there was the feature of live with Hangouts or something where, you know, you could have a small group that's actually talking, kind of like a live Hangout, but
yeah, no, it'll be just like the chat, you know, in the live now. So, I mean, you would be able to, as the creator, basically hang out in the chat, because we're not able to do that a lot of times. We're here, we're bouncing back amongst screens and all kinds of things. So kind of hard for us to keep up out there. But in this situation, you'd be able to have that interview or that speech or that whatever, and be in the chat at the same time. So
yeah, because you're not in a separate program or app or whatever, because you're actually just on the
a little bit narcissistic, maybe, if you think about it. Cause
then you could be like, you could give yourself super chat.
You could
start the flow.
Yeah. Participate, you know, participate in your own chat. Yeah, definitely. Snob. Okay. Oh, go ahead, Ghost. Go ahead.
Let's snob.
Go ahead, Snob.
Well, I saw a video about it like a month or so ago and thought it was kind of dumb at first. Then I went back and watched some more when I seen this was going to be your topic. I think it's kind of neat because of the live stream. But where I thought the only place I could see, like in our little world, of where it would work was for like you or Ghost, where you're doing interviews with somebody. If you wanted to pre-record an interview and you could have them, you know, whoever you record it with, say like Ghost did with Patriot, you could have Patriot and Ghost in the side chat talking as you premiered that interview. Mm-hmm. Versus that was kind of where I thought it was kind of neat.
Right. Go ahead, Ghost. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say the exact same thing, and kind of add on to that is there are some people, if you're doing an interview, that do not like being live because they get nervous and they feel like they're going to, you know, seem uneducated or whatever because they stumble their words. Where if you pre-record it and you can edit it to make it, you know, sound however you need to sound. But then that person's in the chat, so they are still possibly being live in the chat, but their audio and the video itself is not live to where they can, you know, feel more comfortable just chatting and not being on a panel or something.
Right.
So, that's a good point.
Yeah, and that's
awkward now.
That's what I was gonna bring up, you know, halfway through the panel or so, too, was like with your new podcast, for example, or I know I've had situations to where I've talked about, well, I can't get this person on, you know, I'm having a hard time getting them on live, and they're like, well, just record it, you know, and I'm like, well, then the chat can't, you know, we don't have the participation out there. So, yeah, this opens that up to where, you know, you could, you know, it's not time sensitive. You don't have to nail somebody down to a specific schedule and all that kind of stuff in a specific hour on a specific day. Just do it whenever they're free, and then put it out there, and hopefully they can, you know, be available for the premiere to answer any more questions or whatever. But if not, at least you've already talked with that person, so you can have that conversation with those viewing right in the chat and potentially answer some of the extra questions. Because every time we have guests on, we all have pre-chat and post-chat, so we get a lot more of the inside baseball a lot of times than what's on the actual live streams.
Right.
Or at least that happens with mine. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's just another way, I think, to engage more than anything. Travis, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Jump in here.
Yeah, I do agree with you completely. You know, as engaging with the audience, I do see it as a way of maybe building a community, especially if you did multiple premieres, say maybe once a month you had a premiere. I could really see a lot of companies getting on the bandwagon as a way to really generate hype about a product, because you'd have a focus group of people that are kind of all in it for the same idea, that you feature something and then it generates a lot of buzz. Like, you can, you know, hey, if you want to see this, you got to come watch it at the premiere, you know. I think it would generate a lot of hype and stuff. I mean, I think it's something that might work for people. I don't know if really even the length of the video would make much of a difference. Say Nike wanted to feature a new shoe and they had one of the biggest shoe channels on YouTube feature the shoe. You know, they could get everybody together and then show it off, and then people are freaking out about it. You know, you get to see it first if you're at the premiere. And like, I was reading a description of it, it is a lot like showing off like a premiere episode of a TV show with a focus group of people, and kind of containing it to that particular unit. So I think it could generate a lot of buzz for channels if you use it the right way.
Right.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to try.
And I like that, because you could use it as like a pilot. Like, if you're thinking of like a new series or a new project you're working on, and you do like one video on it, like a 6-7 minute video, and use it as like a pilot.
Guessing that,
and then kind of get a focus group in the chat to feedback and say, do you like this or no, or, you know, do you want to move on with this, or just can it? You know, I never thought about that. That's a good idea.
An audience reaction.
Yeah, I think that would be that could be a very good use for it. Yeah, the wheels are definitely turning. Kinky out there, he drops $1.99, so that gets me a cream soda. Thank you, sir. He says, hashtag Slim Jim, not a candy bar. I would agree. Many people don't, but I think I would. And I probably Mohawk Boy put him up to that, most likely. So, he's apparently in the pocket of a big Mohawk Boy there.
Big Slim Jim.
Doing a video from SHOT Show, premiering a new item that people have been talking about? You could do a video on it, put it out, and then talk about in a chat while you're premiering a new product.
Well, and think about that, because even if you're talking NRA, or you're in the veil's kind of open. So, you know, you guys jump in if you have an idea or want to add to anything. But yeah, whether it's NRA, whether it's Wanamaker, whatever, Wanamaker is not the greatest internet or cell reception, right? But you know, once you walk outside the doors, it's not that bad.
Well, it does before 9 a.m.
Well, that's true.
I got my podcast out. Yeah,
and SHOT Show is absolutely horrible. But let's say, NRA wasn't that great. Now that I think about it, but anyway, that's a valid point. You know, it's a way that it would be fairly raw content, unless you wanted to get up and actually go through the, you know, once you got up to the hotel room, or you got into the, the media room, and wanted to actually sit down, bring a laptop or do whatever, and sit down and actually cut and produce a little bit. You know, you could do that. And then, you wouldn't be trying to do that on the SHOT Show, you know, I don't want to say SHOT Show specifically for that, but on the show floor. Right. And another thing, when you talk about that ghost that I think about too, is, think about, Industry Day at the Range is what I was thinking about.
Oh yeah.
Bang, boom, boom. And all this other stuff going on, and absolutely no cell reception out there whatsoever. So, you know, and we really didn't do anything that night but hang out. So we very easily could have uploaded a, 10-minute, 15-minute something, because we went live anyway, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
We could have uploaded a 10- or 15-minute little clip where we were hanging out at this booth or that booth and just talked about, you know, that booth, those products, what we've seen, that sort of stuff while that was going on. It had been like kind of like, you know, use it kind of like a live feed after the fact, right? A delayed live feed, right? Because, you know, the ball drops in New York City at midnight. Well, you know, it's not midnight on the West Coast yet anyway. You know what I mean?
So, I got a question about the video, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, when it goes live, it just starts playing. So whenever everybody jumps in, it's wherever they jump in, it's just playing. They could come in halfway through or whatever. There's no feature as far as pausing that, is there? It's just, it has to play right directly through. Because if you could pause it and you could say, hey, oh yeah, that rifle or that, this, that, whatever.
No, I haven't seen anything to where you can actually control the flow. I know you can't.
Okay, they so can, it's basically you just put it up and then you just have the
– Now
they're just adding the extra chat thing.
As far as I'm aware from what I've read so far, you as a viewer, of course, I guess even if you're the creator and when you go in, technically you're a viewer at that point, you can back it up. But you can't go forward like you can in a produced video. During the premiere, you can't go forward. Wherever you would come in is where you would come in. But, I mean, we all know pretty close to what the average time for the core group of people, right, that come into a live stream or something like that. We kind of know that about the average time frame of what it takes for those to get in. So my thoughts on this, and again, anybody on the panel jump in what you think here, is like say you go to industry day at the range, you do that 10-15 minute interview, whatever it might be, at a booth or something, get back to the hotel. When you go through the production, pad that at the start with like a screen, maybe a picture of the products or whatever, and put like premiere will begin shortly, or you know what I'm saying, something like that, and then let that run for a little bit of time to kind of buffer that out and give people time to get the notification and get in there and get the chat going.
Well, the video. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just gonna say you could do that at the end, then you could actually keep going with the chat.
That's true.
But everybody was worrying about, the, you know, oh, it's over, it's done. And I'll put an extra half hour of pretty flowers or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's going to be something interesting to see. I don't know that at the end of the day, I don't know that YouTube is going to care if you pad it in the front of it or behind it, because people do that live.
Long term, that would kill your watch time, though.
Well,
that would kill your audience retention numbers. Long term.
It would if you did it very long. Yeah. That's why I'm saying if you did maybe 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after on say a 15 minute video, it kind of depends on what kind of, it wouldn't hurt your watch time necessarily. Your retention is where it's going to hurt. But if you didn't do it very often, you know what I mean? I don't think it would hurt that much if it was a sporadic thing. If you just used it maybe once a month or something like that. It depends on how much content you put out. Let me back up, because you're talking about law of averages. So somebody like Travis, for example, that reviews something four times a day, I don't think it would hurt him near as badly with retention as it would somebody that just did once a week, you know, or something like that. Who else was there somebody else going to jump in?
I was just going to say that the video I watched about it said YouTube built in a 2 minute buffer. They're going to have a 2 minute buffer before every premiere of basically like their stuff playing after they send out the notifications.
Okay. So they've got a 2 minute automatic buffer then. Okay. It did not say that in the FAQ that I read. So
it's their commercial.
So yeah, right. Well, I mean, hey, it's their playground, right? So yeah, if there's a 2 minute there, then it wouldn't be that bad. You could tack a 2 minute on the end to, I forgot who had the, you know, said something about it earlier about does the stream stop? Maybe a Patriot, the stream stop when, or the chat stop when the stream ends. But yeah, if you've got that 2 minutes before and then you got that 2 minutes after, then yeah, potentially. Anything else anybody on the panel wants to, Dano out there says that the users can pause the broadcast. Yes, that is correct. They can back up, supposed to be able to back up and pause, which is basically what you can do with a live stream. It'll sort of act like that. Go ahead. Was that you, Mike?
Yeah. We did bring it up that, says something in regards to like, if you had a strike, if you can use it in that content. Mm-hmm. But what if I forgot where I was going with it now? It'll come back to me. I'll ask it again later.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing, because, you know, one strike and you lose your live stream. Second strike, you lose your produced. So, you know, you've only got three strikes.
Okay, so, I got it back now.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So say like if your channel did get a strike, now are you able to use Premiere or not?
That at this point, I don't know. I was not able to find that out.
No,
they're not saying anywhere. Of course, it's not. They're still. They've got it out for a few snob 1.5 strikes. Yeah. I mean, they're letting a few channels, whatever, a select group do it now. So, I mean, they're probably working out kinks and trying to figure all that out. I don't know. I mean, maybe they go to a 4-strike system, right? Or, the most likely scenario I see is that they'll probably lump it in. I don't see them getting away from the 3-strike system. They're pretty set on that. So I think that what we're going to see more than anything would be probably that second strike with the produced content, since this technically is produced content. It's uploaded the same way. You know what I'm saying? So it's obviously going through the same process as far as their servers and their equipment. It's going through sort of the same process as a normal produced upload, that probably the second strike would kill both of what you've got.
See, I think it might be the first strike, because with the ability to do super chats and all that, that's a live stream feature. So maybe they still do the chat, but they might take away your super chat on the first strike or something. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, but if you've already gotten to the second strike, like I'm talking about, it doesn't matter. It's the second strike. So you've
already. Oh, I know that. What I'm saying is on the first strike, they take your live streaming away. Maybe they let you do the premiere, but they don't let the super chats come in or something like that. You never know.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. Valid
point. Yeah. And at this point, we don't know. I would just think from a technology standpoint, since it's uploaded like a produced video, I don't see how they could easily restrict you like they can a live stream.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just throwing stuff at the wall here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think with this Premiere coming in, that it can possibly have it whereas people can pay to get a strike taken away? You think they might open up a platform or avenue like that?
That's an interesting thing.
That's a very interesting concept, and at the same time, a very dangerous concept.
Right.
Part of me likes that idea, and part of me doesn't like that idea. So,
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. I bet it's primarily based on what they decide that number is.
What I would like to see, and I know we're going off the rails here, and before we finish up tonight, there is a couple of things I do want to touch on that's not topic specific, but I think we beat the Premiere pretty much to death anyway, so it's all good. But you know what I would like to see more than anything is I would like to see, and you know they have the technology to do this, is to open it up to where, I mean, for goodness sakes, I mean, if you've ever had a video deleted or a strike or whatever, and you've had to go through the appeal, they literally give you a character amount the size of a tweet or something to respond to that, which is ridiculous. That's first of all. It's like, come on, you know, you're accusing me of stuff. You're, you know, all of this. Give me the opportunity to explain things, you know, instead of having to condense it down into just a few sentences that, depending on who reads it, may or may not have any context behind it. So that's first of all. And then second of all, something that I would honestly like to see. I would like to see a system to where maybe viewers, subs, followers, something like that, could maybe even respond, right? To where you get a, they flag something. They don't delete it or take it down or, you know, anything like that. But it's a warning system, right? Instead of just a strike, to where something gets flagged and then you get an email or whatever. And it says, hey, we don't think this, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you appeal. And then they come back and they go, no, you know, we still don't think you did. But here is a link or whatever, and then you could then put that out to people where people could like speak for you.
Sign a petition type thing.
Yeah, almost like a petition. Can petition them to bring that back or free that or release the strike. You know what I mean? I would like to see something. I mean, we move more toward the whole fan viewer support model. And YouTube's embraced that a lot with, I mean, they added the super chat and then now they've got the sponsorship stuff going on. So they're definitely paying attention to that end of things.
Well, they're getting a cut of this. Why not?
So why not do some type of a thing to where, yeah, it's almost like the fans of a channel can petition that, you know, a strike be removed. And I think that would be interesting, but because it would show them the actual engagement power of some channels. Obviously, most of us here, probably here on this panel, couldn't garner enough to most likely get anything done. But a lot of your larger channels with, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or whatever of subs or viewers may be able to get something done.
Well, isn't that kind of what they did with Jaeger? I mean, truthfully.
Yeah, but the community, that was more of a community pulled in behind him. And, you know, let's be honest, if it happened to anybody here on the panel, do you think for a second, even with everybody that is in our community and group and whatever, you know, through gun channels or, you know, even extended reach beyond that, do you think you're going to get a hashtag, you know, bring back budget or hashtag bring back Travis or hashtag bring back Travis? It's just not, I don't see that as realistic. You know, we're not Jaeger, so we don't have that.
What would be first, and what is this?
Well, remember, even though Jaeger had that, guess what? It didn't help him one bit. He didn't get back on YouTube. He didn't even, I guess he didn't, he probably didn't even try, or he did try, but ultimately he went and did his own thing, which, mm-hmm. Eventually, we're probably going to have to go do our own things regardless.
Well, a lot of us are doing our own things already, you know.
Right.
So, and we talk about that too all the time. We've got to be and stay diversified as much as we possibly can. And Ghost is a prime example with that. He was talking about the other day about his podcast and, you know, how he's killing it over there in podcast form. And there's even, what was that guy's name with Ghost? Do you remember? Adafo or something like that?
Adafo. He found us through podcast, yeah.
Yeah, on podcast and then jumped over. And he's like, I've seen him on gun channels earlier. So, you know, by extending that reach, you're not only protecting your eggs because you've got them split amongst the baskets that they're in, but you're also reaching a broader audience. There's people out there that, you know, maybe on iHeartRadio or Spotify or Podbean or iTunes or Instagram or wherever it might be, that have no clue you exist and would love to follow you and would love to listen to your stuff if they just knew you were there.
I got an email today. Huh?
It's only his microphone. That's why he's so popular over there.
Exactly.
He just gets that booming voice. I was like, geez.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got the voice that only radio could love. So I actually got an email, speaking of that, yesterday from a guy who listened to my podcast, I think on iHeart, is what he said. And said that he didn't even know that, he says he listens to podcasts because he travels a lot. He drives a lot. Mm-hmm. He didn't even know that there were gun videos and gun live shows on YouTube. He had no idea.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lot of people like that. Gun people, you know, whatever, the firearm community. I hate to say gun people, but the firearm community at large typically are not tech savvy. Is there anyone here that disagrees with that? Because
aside from a certain.
By and large, I'm talking about the majority of those in the firearm community are not tech savvy.
No, they're not.
Which is why people are still advertising with printed magazines.
Yes. Yeah. And I just say that because, you know, in reaching out and we've had several on the Friday show that I contact them and they have no clue and they don't know how to do it. And they're like, oh my God, you know, and they, you know, larger companies have social media people, but you know, you have smaller companies and stuff out there that they have no clue. G-Web's talks about this all the time too. So if a company has no clue and, you know, they own a company. So obviously they're looking for ways to promote and get their name out and all that. So if they have no clue, then the rank and file people that are walking in the doors of said business or company, you know, sure enough, don't. So, you know, being in as many places as possible is always a good thing. What's the midnight range? What are you saying? He said he made a good point up there. He says, I don't know what he's talking about, but he says, especially since reviews can be bought, people make reviews for money from companies, good or bad. And I'm not sure what.
There was another one before it.
He says,
you should have watched his.
What is that? Yelp comment? Yelp was in trouble for allowing restaurants to pay to have bad reviews removed. If they allow people to pay to remove strikes, it would be the same thing. Almost blackmail. Yeah, I don't know that the whole paying thing. Yeah, I said that. I don't know the whole paying thing, but, you know, petitioning would be, that's a different thing. I mean, we kind of do that already when we think that a channel has been wronged, you know, or something like that. So, yeah, we're up against, looks like, the top of the hour, and we've covered our subject. But there is one thing that I want to talk about, and we'll run this through the room real quick. This was something we have hit on a couple of times just real quickly, and that's notifications and stuff out there. Big problem with notifications. I don't have a huge problem with it, but I do have a problem with it. I forgot who it was the other night, and I went and looked, and I was unsubbed, and I'm like, I know I was subbed to them, without a doubt.
It was Stealth, because both of us got unsubbed from Stealth.
Yeah, it was Stealth. So a couple of things to keep in mind, because I have been, this has been talked about multiple times in a lot of the little gatherings, creator gatherings and stuff I do. But you need to be mindful of a few things. And I know that most people, I get it. You're out there, you're busy, you've got things to do. I understand. I completely understand. But first of all, make sure that you are subscribed, and then you do have the bell clicked. Especially if you follow a bunch of channels, it's real easy to click subscribe, and maybe you didn't hit the bell or whatever. That can happen. So make sure, of course, that's done. If that's done and you're still having issues, the reason, pretty much, YouTube has admitted that they do this. It's not a flaw. It's not a bug. This is just the way that they operate. If you sub and you turn the bell on, and then I put out whatever, three pieces of content a week, and you may or may not watch one, you know, you only click, you know, you only watch like one a month or something like that, that's going to be a problem. Now, the problem is not necessarily that you watch, okay? This is an experiment that a lot of people are trying across a lot of different niches and genres and stuff like that. And I would kind of like, I want to throw this out there and kind of get this in the minds of people, and maybe try to start this little experiment too and see if it helps. So if you're out there and you don't get notifications, okay, for particular channels, okay, it's not necessarily that you watch, okay, it's that you click when you get that notification. So try this, unless you're just, you know, if you're in a place that has no cell service, if you're, you know, in some kind of a situation at work and you're not supposed to have your cell phone out, I get it. There's not a whole lot you can do in that situation. But if it's one of them things where, you know, you're fixing to sit down and eat dinner and you think, well, I'll watch that. There's a notification from Clover. I'll have to watch that later, right? If you've got the few seconds it takes to click that notification and go to that video and then exit the app, right? But click that notification. I think that's going to be the key to keeping YouTube thinking that you want to continue getting notifications. Anybody else have thoughts on that particular notification issue?
I've heard interviews from people that work at YouTube, and they've also said that if you don't leave comments on videos, you don't thumbs up comments, you don't interact with the creator, you also may be less likely to get that notification.
Yeah. It's about engagement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that they, it might just not show up on your phone. It might not just push it across because you're not responding. You're not doing anything more than just watching the video after the fact.
And sadly, you know, I hate to see that. I hate to see it that way. I mean, I kind of understand it from their standpoint. It's one of them things to where a bad apple spoils the bunch, right? You've got people out there that they subscribe because I've seen it both ways. I've seen people that just throw a fit because I'm not getting notifications. I'm not getting them, not getting them. And then you've got other people that subscribe to 500 different channels and then they're ticked off because they keep getting notifications. So instead of just unsubscribing or turning off the bell, or unsubscribing and then just going to that channel every now and then and watching their stuff, that they email YouTube ticked off that they get 5,000 notifications a day, right? You know, unfortunately, there's people out there that do that. And when you're talking worldwide, you know, we're a small subsection of that. And I think most niches, and especially the American market, is a very small section of that. So who knows what they're doing in other countries. Was somebody going to jump in there before I stepped on everybody?
Yeah, I've actually got a question because I was, I had never heard this before, but I wanted to ask you this. So last night I was on Hank's show and Joe from 13C was talking about, we were talking about notifications also. I don't know how it came up, but we were talking about it. And Joe said that he has heard from someone in YouTube that said that sometimes it takes 2 weeks for them to send notifications out about a video. Have you ever heard about a 2-week buffer?
Nope. And I've never seen it, and I've never heard anybody complain about it.
Neither have I. I thought that was really strange. I had never heard 2 weeks for anything.
I've never heard anybody in any niche, in any group that I've ever been a part of talk about that. So I don't have a clue. I may try to get a hold of him. Because I did sort of hear that too, but then I was trying to gear up for my show, so I didn't really have a shot to respond.
Yeah, it was a strange thing, and I was like, I have no idea. I never heard about a 2-week buffer for notifications or something.
And the issue that I'm having today was that's why I mentioned it earlier at the top of the show, was that was really weird for me because I got notifications, got up this morning, and of course I had notifications, and like, every notification I got from like 6 o'clock this morning to probably 2 o'clock, the ones at 6 o'clock started coming back in. I got notifications for them again, starting at like 3 today. You know what I mean? And then I kept getting every other notification from 6 to 2 or so, or something like
that. That's interesting.
It was really
weird. I never had that happen yet. I never had that happen before.
I was getting double notifications, but I wasn't getting them at the same time. That's what it was. So is that, you know, and I sort of was thinking about that when that happened to me. I thought, am I seeing a, less of a problem? Is just that maybe I'm starting to experience this 2-week delay now. It's just not as bad as some people have it, or, you know, what's going on. But yeah, I've never experienced it, heard about it, or seen anybody else talk about it other than him. Now Einstein out there says, he says he uses 0 notifications. Last thing he wants is YouTube blowing up his phone. He just checks subscription tabs when he has time to watch on his PC. Yeah, and that's my point. There's a lot of people out there that's like that, and that's fine. That just, you know, unfortunately, you know, YouTube, I don't know, they want to cater to you maybe than other people or something. I don't know. And so they kind of gloss over the people that actually want the notifications.
So, it's because of people like Travis that upload 20 videos a week that people get mad about it.
Probably. Yeah. He's got to review like every
guys, come on, give me a break. I do 3 videos a week tops. All right.
I'm waiting.
The Glock video was just a spur of the moment thing Monday morning at 5:15 that happened. The G45 video. I do a video on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and that's it. Or sometimes I'll do Monday, Thursday, Saturday. So no, I don't do 4 times a day. That was VidMe when I was pushing everything over. That was the only time that's ever happened. So.
Right. Well, I'm waiting on the day because Travis has got a pretty big library built up. So I'm waiting on the day that Travis reviews his reviews. That's what I'm waiting
for. Well, I was going to do the tabletop, but some guy down in New Zealand or Australia already beat me to it. So I can't do anything about that.
And you know what? Jeez. That may be a good way Travis to utilize this new feature. What you do is re-upload that review, right, as a premiere, and then review it in the live chat while the review is playing.
Or you could do a review of a tabletop book. Like a book about tabletops. Do a tabletop
book about tabletops? You mean like an IKEA catalog? Or exactly. What are we talking about here?
Exactly.
Right.
How about just review a book of tables?
It's kind of like Kramer. It's kind of like Kramer did.
Start reviewing websites that sell tables and review their tabletops.
Kramer did a thing on Seinfeld one time. He did a coffee table book about coffee tables. It was brilliant.
And you know what? They probably make a book on that because they make coffee table books about everything. So
you got to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go in a furniture store and go live and start reviewing their tabletop?
Man, you know, I might just do that someday. You never know.
Caliber Corner live from furniture.
From IKEA.
We're going to test it. Oh, don't even get me in there, man. That place. Now my wife goes nuts when we're in there. It's bad. We go there for curtains and fill the car. Yeah.
So, let's wind this down because I think, like I said, we got that little PSA on notifications out there. Just kind of explain that hopefully a little bit. And, hammered the YouTube premieres thing. We're going to, at least from my end, we're going to look forward to it and see what we can do with it. So stand by for that. Let's run it through the room before we get out of here though. Let everybody get their plugs in and, final thoughts, that sort of thing. Travis, we'll start with you, bud.
So anyway, just check out the channel TravisP11 on YouTube. Check out Caliber Corner over on gunchannels.com. That's just Caliber Corner, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. Otherwise, that's pretty much about it. I got a video uploading a couple times a week, so just like or subscribe and hit the notification button.
Very awesome. Thanks for jumping in.
Yep, no problem.
Snob, get after it.
I don't have much. Just get a live show Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Very good. Patriot, what about you?
Hey, I just dropped a video today, so I suggest everybody check it out. It's a challenge, kind of a giveaway, I guess, if it has to be. But it's a blind challenge where basically you can put on a blindfold, make a video, and describe either, you know, describe an action of a rifle, pistol, shotgun, whatever. Doesn't really matter. Just describe it as though you're, you know, talking over the phone to somebody that's never seen it, or like a radio cast or whatever. Do it on video because obviously that's pretty good. But you just use the hashtag blind challenge and hashtag Patriot in the dark. And if I get like, I don't know, 50 videos or so, I'll pick one and maybe get you a range bag or something. But that's just, I want to push the details. You know, don't think about it too much. Just, you know, instead of just pointing at something, you know, describe where it's at. So anyway, and right, if you don't do videos, you can just search out those videos with those two hashtags and put them in a playlist, make it a public playlist, you know, on your channel, and then share the link to that to the comment section of, you know, my challenge video, and you can be included in it. But it's just to get more eyes out there, more robots, you know, looking at it.
Right, exactly. Nice track. Shout out being fringed, but what else?
Getting away my shout out being fringed. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling infringed.
Stole it from you. I infringed upon you.
Shut up, you infringed. You know what? All I'm just going to say is, you know, I've got this really great website. It's called guntube.org. So go check that out. Create an account. Upload a couple videos. And comment on a couple videos, too, because we got comments over there, too. So, and just have fun with that.
Sweet. Thanks for jumping in, bud. Budget.
As always, thanks for the invite. I love this show like I always do. You can catch me at www.budgetgunsandgear.com. I'm also here on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, GunTube, GunStreamer, HugeTube. Pretty much anywhere there's a social media platform, I have a presence. So you can find my content that way. Tomorrow night, it's back at its regular time, The Right of the People, my weekly live stream where we talk about 2A related news and politics. So I'll see you then.
Bad. Mike, you got 30 seconds. Hurry up.
All right. If you haven't done so, check me out on the Black Man with the Gun podcast. If you want the app, go look up the Black Man with the Gun. That's the name of the app. Look up my website, www.m-wtactical.com. Give me a phone call at 803-250-1256. Leave a voicemail or a text message, and I promise I'll get back to you. Email me if you want me to do a product review for you. I also put out videos every Tuesday on GunTube, OochTube, and YouTube under M-W Tactical, GunStreamer under Munitions Weapons Tactical. Go follow me under Facebook and Instagram under M-W Tactical. And the last thing is, please go to my GoFundMe campaign, GoFundMe.com/M-W Tactical, and help us get our goal. If you go there, you can read about it or look at the video, and it'll explain everything. Once again, GoFundMe.com/M-W Tactical.
Was anybody timing that? Did he make it? I don't think he made it.
36. I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
It's all good.
That's the fastest one I've ever heard out of Mike, though.
I think it was. I don't think that's the fastest one yet. Giz, what you got?
Thanks for the invite, as always. My website is gizzardgary.com. It has all the links to my social media presences, which I'm not going to sit and list because they're too numerous to mention. Maybe if I get with Ghost, he can get me on Reddit. I don't know. I haven't got there yet. On the 357 subscriber giveaway, as Clover knows, I had a little bit of a snag with Patreon not liking my post, so I had to take it down, but I kind of did an end run around them. I sent an email to all my patrons who had not already submitted their votes, and some of them are on this panel tonight asking for responses. I've got 3 of 14 so far, so if you've got time to take a look at that list and send me your top 5, I'd sure appreciate it. And thanks to everybody. Check out that GunTube thing. I've checked that out, and that is a great site that Night Strike has out there. Also, join Gun Channels and like, share, and subscribe to CloverTech. Thanks for the invite again.
Bet. Did you send me an email?
No, because you already gave me your votes.
Okay, because you said that, and I was like, I haven't gotten an email. So
yeah, you and Rupan got your votes in before they took the post down, so I just sent it to the other 12.
Yeah, and I'm still.
I didn't get an email.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm still in communication with them a little bit on trying to figure out what their problem is.
Thing is, when you send them an email, it takes them 3 days to get back to you.
So. Yeah, well, I'm kind of going through some alternate sources, but yeah. so yeah, trying to figure some stuff out because that's weird, and we may have to have a Thursday show on that eventually. Ghost, what you got?
I got nothing. Get out to the range, become more proficient with your firearms. Try to take someone with you, especially if they're new to guns. You know, try to teach them safe and have fun. Maybe they come our way, and while you're out there, go ahead and turn a camera on. And I suggest and I encourage everyone to get involved with Patriots. You know, Patriots got quite a gun collection, but obviously there are a lot of visually impaired people out there that have a lot of different guns. And if we all get out there with our own guns and do that, all we're doing is creating a catalog for visually impaired people that might need help on how to break down a certain gun or whatever. So I encourage everybody to do that. That's a great thing, Patriot. And thank you for having me.
Awesome. You are always welcome. And that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Now, tomorrow, a little announcement for Friday. Yeah, I've got the show scheduled, but the people that were supposed to be on are probably not going to be on, it looks like, at this point. So I'm going to try to fill that spot with somebody that has a business in the industry in some way, shape, form, or fashion. If not, then, the topic is going to be kind of, it won't be a free-for-all. We'll certainly come up with something and make a good showing out of it regardless. But, it'll be more of a surprise at that point. So just bear with us. But Firearm Friday will go down regardless. At 10 Eastern tomorrow night, and we'll see you then, hopefully. Bye.